I'm Aaron Kane for WFIU Arts. IU Jacob School of Music Opera Theater presents Anada Mar, continuing this weekend at the Musical Arts Center, and the composer of this work, Osvaldo Golihoff, recently visited the IU campus, and I got the chance to speak with him for a few minutes before last weekend's premiere.
Osvaldo Golihoff, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
And welcome to Bloomington.
Right, thank you.
So, what sorts of things have you done since you arrived here?
A lot. Let's see, I spoke to a class on Latin American music, then I gave two sessions of composition lessons to about seven students. I attended the two dress rehearsals of Anada Mar because there are two different casts. I rehearsed a little bit a quartet of mine that was performed last night, and then had beautiful interactions with faculty. Really, I love this place. The energy, the level of activity, and the level of care that everybody puts, you know, it's really touching, yeah.
This is the first opera that you've composed.
So far, it's the only one.
What I'm curious about is which came first, the desire to compose an opera or the desire to bring this story, this subject, to life musically in some way?
You know, my life has been a series of accidents, I think. I didn't have the thought, I want to write an opera. I never imagined that I would write a passion, you know. But Tanglewood asked, would you write an opera? And I said, sure. And then what do I love? What do I care for? And I love Lorca. And I am very struck by, first of all, by how someone who died in 1936 can be still so alive in his poetry and plays in Spain and elsewhere in the world. But also the tragedy of a country that gives birth to its greatest poet, and the same soil that gives birth to him swallows him, you know, in the Civil War. And the realization that the Civil War in Spain was kind of the progenitor, the mother of the dirty war in Argentina that I lived when I was a teenager. So these are questions, right? Questions. I think that a dramatic piece is a series of questions that don't necessarily need to be answered, but yes, explored.
When you began working on this opera, you had a text by an American playwright that you translated. What was that experience like?
I was so lucky to work with David Huang. You know, yesterday I was at the dress rehearsal and saying, this libretto is incredible. The thing is, when we were doing it, there was no time. So he would literally be faxing me page by page as he was writing. This is the times of the faxes, right? Why did I translate it to Spanish? Simply because I can write a song in English, but I don't feel I can write an opera in English. I feel that in opera, you have to know the language so that everything makes sense in the music. You know, you have to live the language. And in Spanish, I live it, and it's part of my nature. I'm not the only one who associates how good a piece is with how much fun you had writing it or doing it, you know. So Anada Mar was complicated because I was so stressed with time, and I felt that some people did not believe in me at the time, and it's like having a child that gives you a lot of trouble. Not that you don't love the child, but it's like, oh, man. But now, 20 years later, and I've seen it performed so many times, and I was amazed at what students can do, right? And I think, wow, this is actually a good piece, and it's alive, and it speaks to these young people, right, that are doing it. All I wanted to do when I wrote the piece was to have one good alto aria that would make it into the side B of an alto compilation of arias, you know. But I think thanks to David, the librettist, it is a real opera.
Since you composed it, having had the chance to see it a few more times, as you say, how does the musical language of this opera strike you when compared to the musical language of some of your other works?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so it's been 20 years. So it's almost like when somebody shows you a picture of yourself 20 years ago, right? It's like, yeah, I know that person, but it's almost a different person. But you are the same too, right? So I feel as I got older, I got so much more knowledgeable and in a way that is perhaps not so good because I was more ignorant then, but more mischievous, more blunt, more courageous even, you know? So I want to go back not to that musical language, the notes, but to that more carefree attitude. I mean, I think I took more risks. I just was very curious. Okay, what if we do this? What if we bring this flamenco cantaor? And what if we have bullets and very visceral things that I want to recover? It's not that I want to be young again, but yes, to recover the earthiness and viscerality that a piece like this has.
You mentioned before that you did not originally picture yourself ever writing an opera or ever writing a Passion. So that is a work that you did, the Passion Según San Marcos, part of the Passion 2000 project to commemorate the anniversary of the death of Johann Sebastian Bach. Some have compared this opera, Ana de Mar, to a Passion play, or say to one of Bach's Passions,
true,
both structurally and in tone. Would you agree with that?
Yes. It's interesting. I think that in a way, my Passion is more like an opera and my opera is more like a Passion, you know? But they both, in some way, they are the same topic, the death of a son or a son figure, right? Jesus, the Son of God, Lorca, the metaphorical son of Margarita Xirgu, the main character in the opera.
And also an artistic son of Spain.
Exactly, yes.
You know, a nation's son.
Yes. Somebody that both Lorca and Jesus lived to their 30s, right? And did so much. Hmm.
In what ways is this piece important right now, at this historical moment?
I think, first of all, in terms of what happens when tolerance is lost, when dialogue is lost to the point of a war between brothers. And I think we are in a moment here in this country where, and in many other countries, where people stop talking to each other. And then violence is the next step. I think also it's relevant in the sense that Lorca was not a political person, was an artist who was free, and he was the voice of freedom, and that's what scared the fascists that killed him. Some people cannot tolerate freedom. And also, particularly here in the university, there is the theme, you know, the main character, Margarita, is an old actor that is about to die, but she is still teaching her young student. So the idea that an artist never finishes their work, but you can pass the torch to the next generation. So those are the things that come to mind.
What are you excited about right now as you, the composer of this work, prepare to see it performed again?
Yeah, I'm really amazed at the level. The singers are incredible. I mean, and the production is more interesting and dramatic than many of the professional productions that I have seen. And the orchestra is, whoa. So it's like, wow, it's being played extraordinarily well by a college orchestra. Okay, it's not any college, right? It's Indiana, the School of Music. But yeah, I'm excited that it's all these young people really bringing it to life in a level that really moves me much more than many of the professional productions that I have seen.
Well, Osvaldo Golijov, have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming here.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Sure, okay.
Composer Osvaldo Golijov. There are two more chances to see his opera, Ana de Mar, at the Musical Arts Center, Friday and Saturday, February 10th and 11th, at 7:30 p.m. More information at operaballet.indiana.edu. For WFIU Arts, I'm Aaron Kane.